We're back continuing our discussion, joined now by Mark Bixby and Kurt Castagna, representing the Long Beach Alliance, a group dedicated to the improvement of the terminal facilities at the Long Beach Airport. Gentlemen, welcome to Straight Talk.
Thank you, Art.
Thanks, Art.
This thing has been pending now for a couple of years. I fly regularly out of Long Beach Airport on JetBlue to New York. I've done it 5 times on JetBlue. And the terminal facilities are clearly inadequate. The number of flights out of Long Beach Airport is capped at 41 commercial flights per day based on the consent decree. The terminal improvements will not impact the number of flights. Why is there so much opposition, or why is there opposition to these improvements that have been pending now for 3 years?
Well, you're absolutely right, Art. There's no direct relationship between the amount of flights that are permitted under the ordinance, which is 41 commercial flights and 25 commuters, and the size of the terminal. The opposition really feels that by building a terminal, which includes about an additional 45,000 square feet of space that's there today, that there will be a threat of a challenge to that flight ordinance, therefore bringing in more flights.
Why, Mark, would building a upgraded terminal trigger a challenge to the noise ordinance?
Well, we don't think building a improved terminal will create a challenge to the noise ordinance. We actually, the Alliance position is that if we don't do something, that there's a potential for that noise ordinance to be challenged because we're not properly servicing the airlines. We're not properly, you know, putting that image of the city of Long Beach out there the way it should be. The facilities are clearly inadequate. It was, you know, thoroughly documented in the EIR that making these improvements and building a proposed 102,890 square foot terminal would actually benefit the local community through, you know, lower diesel emissions, better traffic conditions, and just ease of getting in and out of the airport, as well as improving the work environment for the hundreds of employees and people that work in the airport area.
The Advisory Commission proposed 3 alternatives: a 130,000 foot facility, a 97,000-foot facility, and a 79,000-foot facility. The City Council decided only to certify, for purposes of EIR study, the 2 smaller ones. They knocked the 130,000-foot one off the table. Just speaking as one person, seems to me that's making a decision before you get the facts. The purpose of an EIR is to determine the environmental impact and see if they can be mitigated. But the council did not want to even hear about the 130,000-foot facility. So the EIR is now back for the 97,000-foot addition and the 79,000-foot addition. The window closes on December 22nd for comments on the EIR. And I know it's your hope that the council will certify the EIR at the close of this period.
Well, as you correctly noted, Art, by certifying the EIR and the mitigation measures that are proposed in it, doesn't commit the council to a size, to a final design. It just certifies the findings of the report that recommended that the 102,000 square foot version be approved. And what's real important for the community to understand is that's not 102,000 square feet on top of what's out there today. That's replacing the modular and temporary buildings, which in effect is going to be a net increase of an additional 45,000 square feet of space at its maximum.
Anyone who's flown out of that airport has to know that the facilities are clearly inadequate. It's an embarrassment. And can you imagine a visitor coming here, first impression, walking through that? Mark, why can't we come together? There's obviously been a lack of trust on both sides. Is there some way to bring everyone together on this and just upgrade and modernize the facilities without increasing the flights?
I think that there's been a long history and a, you know, 3 years of discussion on this topic, and I think the positions are well established. They're the folks who live next to the airports in those neighborhoods that are very disappointed in having flights fly over their homes, and that's understandable. But the reality
is,
the terminal's not going to change that. The Alliance feels that it's time to move forward with the improvements as proposed, and as the EIR states, it's really the best alternative will actually improve conditions in the neighborhood.
And when JetBlue came in here, the city made a commitment that we would upgrade the terminals to accommodate their tremendous improvement in the service out of Long Beach, and we haven't done that.
Yes, you're right, they did. And the fact, as Mark says, it's been going on for 3 years, and the project that's designed today that's out there, both sides agree, protect the noise ordinance.
Yes.
You know, there is common ground.
Well, let's take a look at what the proposed expansion might look like, and you can see, I mean, the security facilities are inadequate, the food facilities are inadequate, the number of gates is inadequate, and by the way, idling airplanes create fumes, and with more gates, there's less idling airplanes, so there's an environmental benefit through this expansion.
Sure. Absolutely. Not only the parking positions for to prevent idling jets, but to stage airplanes for noise abatement procedures. At the same time, by bringing the parking facilities that are remotely located over off-site, on the Boeing site, to bring those back onto the airport, which would reduce significantly the amount of vehicle trips.
Okay, there's still time to comment. We'll put up the website for the Long Beach Alliance at the end of the segment. If you want to comment, they have a link to where you would submit your comment. It's longbeachalliance.org. Comment period closes December 22nd. Thank you, gentlemen, both for your work in trying to get our facilities upgraded, which they sorely need. And happy holidays to both of you.
Thank you very much.
When we come back, one of our favorite sponsors, Ken Raven, Maury's of Naples. You won't want to miss this.